This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Making everyone happy on vacation isn't easy. But you know what is? Going to Aruba. All you have to do is walk out your door to find pristine pools, relaxing white sand beaches, and an island teeming with outdoor activities that'll put a smile on any face. You won't just feel great, you'll all feel great, filled with a calmer, more peaceful vibe that radiates Aruba's warmth. And the best part is, it never fades. That's the Aruba effect. Plan your family trip at aruba.com.
Hi, people.
Thanks for having us over for wine, Ashley.
Oh, no problem, Erica. Like, honestly, our babysitter canceled on us. So it was either that or cancel our dinner plans, like, all together. Yeah. Thanks to you and Bill for being so flexible, though.
Well, the food was delicious, so no complaints here.
Aw! And thanks for helping me clean up, too. You're so sweet.
Mama.
Amethyst, two adults are talking right now. Okay, babe? We talked about respect, okay? Respect our boundaries right now.
I want ice cream. I want it now. Give it to me.
No, babe. Okay, no ice cream tonight, honey. It's too late. And you already had two dates for dessert, okay? Where's your brother? Okay, why don't you go read to him?
I hate you. I'm gonna go ask Daddy. I want ice cream and I want it now.
Oh, wow. She really is strong in her values, that Amethyst. She's so cute.
She's a Leo for sure. Yeah, she's a big Leo. Have you and Bill talked about having kids yet?
Girl, we are so busy right now. I mean, Bill just finished his master's this year and...
Yes, he's finishing his master's. Perfect time to get pregnant.
Well, I just got promoted at work. I'm settling into this new role that I'm really excited about. Lots of responsibility and...
A new role? Oh my God, more benefits, more pay? This is really a great time to get pregnant, Erica.
Mom. Dad said to ask you if I can have ice cream.
I said no already, Amethyst. Oh my God, you're so silly. Okay, why don't you go finish that puzzle we started this morning?
No! I'm gonna go upstairs and cut up your favorite dress.
Do y'all keep scissors within reach?
Oh my God, Erica, she's kidding. Honey, can you make sure that Amethyst doesn't get a hold of those scissors again?
Sure thing, babe.
Oh, and the matches. Don't let her get the matches.
Got it. I'm on it.
Oh my God. Anyway, kids are so great, Erica. I don't want you guys to miss out on a beautiful blessing like Amethyst and our son Tiger.
Yeah. Every day with Amethyst seems like a dream, Ashley.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Jasmine Gives Bad Advice. This is such a good episode. On this show, you send me questions that you need answers to online, and I tell you what I think after I create sketch comedy, kind of making fun of it, which is fun, right? We all have fun during this. Now, that was my interpretation of a question that came in from Erica, who was wondering how to deal with the "When are y'all having kids?" question. Now, y'all, there is a little bit more to Erica's story, so I cannot wait till you actually hear her question, okay? I also got that question for so long, so I feel like my advice is going to be on point. But as you know, that is only how Erica's conversations with her friends go in my head. So let's jump into today's episode and hear the actual question from Erica in Minneapolis. Okay, here's the question. And y'all pay attention because there's going to be a twist here at the end. And I'm going to have to read Erica a little bit on. Erica says, My husband and I got married April 2021. How do you handle the question, when are you having kids? Now, just a pause right there. You got married last year. It's barely been a year since y'all got married, and people are already asking about your vagina. People really need to mind their business, okay? Because you guys can't even spend the honeymoon phase of your marriage just enjoying each other, getting settled in before people are asking you about additions to your family. I think it's unacceptable. But anyway, let's keep going. Erica says, this is especially frustrating since I kind of want them and he kind of doesn't. Who is he? You talk about your husband? Hold on. Let me just calculate this in my head. If there was a spectrum of wanting kids, you would be on the kind of yes and he would be on the kind of no. That kind of sounds like the opposite, Erica. Okay, this sounds like something y'all should have talked about before April 2021, to be honest. Okay, before y'all got married. But, okay, let's keep going with your question. Erica says, I've been going with no kids until we visit Europe. We're only 29 and he's finishing his master's in education to teach history in inner city schools. How sweet. And Erica says, I work in case management / social services. And I'm now adjusting to a program manager position. And we just bought a house. Congratulations to y'all on buying the house and the new opportunity and all of the finishing school and all of that. Okay, but I'm still going to read you because there's some issues in this question. Finally, Erica says, we have lots going on here. We are also a biracial couple, and he's nervous to bring kids of color into this world and watch how they'll be treated. How do you handle this? From Erica in Minneapolis. Listen, I have a few issues with this. I have a few issues with this, Erica. Okay, are you listening? Because if you kind of want kids and he kind of doesn't, y'all can maybe meet in the middle with let's kind of not have them. Because if nobody feels strongly about it, you know, so maybe y'all can just meet in the middle and just kind of not have them. You know, I mean, that sounds like a good solution to me. But the first thing I'll say is y'all are 29. You have a decade to have kids. Forget about what all the doctors, whatever, blah, blah, blah. People might come at me and say, oh, that's not the reality. It's really tough to have. Listen, you have a decade. You have a decade to have kids. You're 29. When you're 39, shit gets real, okay? You might want to start really crunching down. But until then, you have a whole 10 years. And, you know, you guys, the way things are going, y'all might not even be together. I'm just kidding. But no, the reality is I say that jokingly because things change over a decade, right? You won't even be the same people. Maybe one of you will develop stronger feelings about having kids or not having kids and you see where things go. But y'all are young enough to enjoy your lives and enjoy your success and everything, especially for the next 5 years and handle that later. But the ending is what really tripped me out, Erica. You said that your white husband is afraid to bring kids of color into this world and watch how they'll be treated. I think this is something that he should have thought about before he put a ring on your finger, knowing that you kind of want kids. He should have thought about the fact that he would have black kids before he married you. And I know it's really scary, but guess what? Welcome to what we have to deal with every day when it comes to surviving and raising kids in general. Like, I mean, I really think he should read some books and watch some documentaries and really kind of decide if he can handle this mentally, because it's not looking good for me. He's nervous about bringing kids of color into the world. No shit, Sherlock. Okay. And guess what? Let me tell you, it's not going to look cute like Angelina and Gwyneth Paltrow. Who's all the people with the black kids? Madonna. It's not going to be as cute as them. Okay. It's going to be regular real shit. Okay. It's not going to be as easy because you're going to be a white dad. You don't know how your kids are going to come out looking. They could come out fair skinned, white passing. They could come out dark skinned. That's the beauty of being with someone who's a person of color. Like, they can come out looking any kind of way. Right. So, and Erica, why y'all just talking about this just now? I think y'all need to have some conversations, okay? I think this is really less about other people asking you when y'all having kids. Now I'm asking you, do y'all want kids? And how are y'all going to handle it? You know, this is like a conversation you guys should probably have with yourselves and get on the same page on. And then when it comes to everybody else, F them. Babe, you have to worry about your own vagina. You can't be worried about mine, honey. They're a lot of work. You know, I know they're self-cleaning and everything, but listen, you got to buy tampons, you got to buy pads, you got to buy, you know, the honey pot product. Like, baby, you can't worry about two vaginas, honey. You got to worry about yourself and let me worry about mine. And that's what I would tell people. But you really need to figure this out with your husband because that's tricky and it sounds like it could be a really big problem. So that's my advice. It might not be that good. And I said something about y'all breaking up, but, you know, that's just my advice, honey. And, I'm take it or leave it. Hey, and let me just say this. And let me say this. If I got it wrong, Erica, and you white and your husband black and he's afraid of bringing kids of color into this world. Well, that's just trauma. So just write me and I just want to make sure you black and your husband is white, child, because that's what I'm guessing. But, you know, I could have been wrong about that. And the whole advice, you know what? Actually, most of the advice still stands. So we'll be back right after these sponsors.
Dreaming of a better sleep? Tossing and turning is not your destiny. And Ollie is here to help. Ollie invites you to sink into sweet, sweet slumber to improve your mental and physical health and overall wellness. More than just melatonin, Ollie's ingredients help you unwind your mind for a delightfully dreamy drift off. Sleep is on the way at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com.
Welcome back to Jasmine Gives Bad Advice. Now, this is a segment I'd like to call I'm a Cool Mom. Now, most of y'all know by now that I had a child inside of me, okay? It's not inside me anymore. But today, I want to play you something that I recorded while my baby was still in my tummy. Oh, wait, I'm a cool mom. Anyway, you're going to hear a little beep sound to indicate that we're going to time travel back to when I was pregnant, okay? Keep up. Most people know by now that I have a child inside me. I have a child inside me. And you know, there have been a few instances where I'm out with a group of girls and somebody realizes that I'm pregnant. And there's like one mom in the group or maybe two moms in the group, max, out of like 15 people, because no one in LA has kids. And they realize I'm pregnant. Once they see that I'm pregnant, they gravitate towards me. Almost like a man who just got out of prison and how he gravitates towards a woman with an apartment and no kids and, you know, like more than 1,000 square feet. But it's not even about that. This is a problem for me because I'm a cool mom, y'all. And then this woman latches on to me and asks about my pregnancy and how many months I am and my cravings, and then she asks about my vagina and then what preschools, and then she talks about her preschools, and then they tell me how they breastfed and how her nipples look and how her vagina was never the same. Girl, I am trying to sip this pineapple mocktail and look cute as I can look at this hour. Then they tell me I haven't been out in months and I haven't been out in years and my child's two and wait till you'll love it. You'll love everything about this. Babe, me and you are not the same, honey. Okay. First of all, I'm a cool mom. I don't want to sit here and talk about my nipples with you. And especially after I give birth, I will not be having 30-minute long conversations with people at dinner about how I am a mom. I am here at dinner to get drunk and forget that I'm a mom. I want to forget that I have a child altogether, okay? I spend most of my time with them. They're leeching off of my breasts. I assume they will be pretty soon, hopefully. I mean, I guess. I don't want to talk to you about being a mom for an hour. Like, I am a cool mom, okay? When I leave the house without my kids, I want to forget that I have given birth completely. And I know people are like, Jasmine, oh no, wait, that's gonna change. No, guess what? It didn't change during my trial run. My trial run is me having a dog. And I meet some of you dog people. Yeah, I do. And as soon as you find out I have a dog, you want to show me pictures of your dog. And it's like your dog at the beach. And it's like your dog's treats and what kind of shampoo do you use. I don't give a damn. Okay, when I leave the house, I don't even have a dog anymore. Actually, I don't even have a dog in general. I have a little person. Like, I do not talk about my dog the way you guys do. I'm a cool dog mom, too. And I just want to put that out there. Like, I promise you guys that I will not be the type of mom who whips out her phone and shows you videos of her kids doing the same shit that all kids do, which is bouncing around and smiling and dancing with their arms up off rhythm, off balance even. Okay, because I'm going to be a cool mom. You will never see pictures of my kids. You won't even know that I have them. You're going to forget. Because I'm just that cool. And I don't care what anybody has to say about it. I know I'm going to get some hate mail. Jasmine, you can be a mom and be cool. Da-da-da-da. Guess what? I'm not Cardi B. Okay? I'm just a regular woman out here in these streets. And I do not want to make being a mom my entire life, my entire world. So if you see me out and you're a cool mom, let's have a glass of wine. Let's have a cocktail. And if you're not, please don't gravitate towards me because I don't want to talk about how my vagina ripped. So just leave me alone, please. Thank y'all so much for listening. Tune in every week for my best or worst advice. And if you have a problem that needs solving, baby, you know where to go. Let me know. You can submit a question at the link in my bios on Instagram or TikTok at JAZMYNJW. And listen, the moral of the story of this episode is mind your own badge. That's right. Mind your own vagina. Okay. You can't be worried about other people's, honey. You got to worry about your own. Oh my goodness. Listen, y'all, if you love this show, share it with a friend. And if you really want to share the love, you can leave a 5-star review on Apple or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if it's less than 5 stars, y'all already know you don't even support Black business. You can follow me at JAZMYNJW on TikTok and Instagram, and Comedian Jasmine W on YouTube to stay up to date on everything I've got going on. Jasmine Gives Bad Advice was written by me, and it was co-created by me and my friends at Pod People who make this podcast come to life, honey. Rachel King, Matt Sav, Chris Jacobs, Brian Rivers, Morgan Foose, and Ann Fuse. Special thanks to you all for listening and to my friends and family that support the show. Until next time, have a great week.